Hi guys, welcome to an episode of the Drama Surgery Podcast. In this episode, I am continuing on my review of the Taiwanese drama Unknown, which is currently airing. As of the time of this particular recording, 6 episodes have aired already, and I have watched all 6. I covered the first 4 episodes in a different episode on this podcast, so you can check out my first impressions about this drama because it kind of gives you context. But yeah, this drama has really caught my attention. This is all I think about all week. It's my new obsession, and I don't know, it's just such a good drama that I want to keep talking about it. I can't seem to get enough of it, right? And so here we are. So this last 2 weeks saw the release of episodes 5 and 6. And in these last 2 episodes, I feel like the tension and the emotions are just running high. Like, it's so much going on, and our characters are kind of in their conflict phase, which we all knew was coming, I feel like. But watching it play out on screen is just, I have to give it up for Chris Chiu and Ko Wang because they're so good at portraying these roles that they were given to, like, the perfect T. Like, I don't know, there's just something about Wei Qian and Xia Yuan that just, I don't know, it just give me this like cozy feeling, and I just love them so much. I would say that currently I feel like my favorite character is Wei Qian because I feel like there's just so much depth to him, and it's just such an interesting character, and Chris Chiu is doing such a fantastic job portraying him. Just to give a quick recap of the last 2 episodes, episodes 5 and 6, we've got to the point where Xia Yan's emotions and his feelings are becoming apparent, right? Especially to Sam Pang, who is Wei Qian's like best friend, right? And I would say even extended family, right? And so his feelings are becoming obvious, right? And despite Sam Pang's, I guess, best efforts, I would say, to kind of curb this, it blows up when Xia Yuan confesses his feelings for Wei Qian, right, by kissing him really forcefully, and Wei Qian kind of like lashes out against this, right, for good reasons, I would say, right, because at the end of the day, for Wei Qian, I think part of his issue with this is that he has become kind of this father figure, this brother figure to Xia Yuan, right, and this is not the kind of trajectory he expected their relationship to go. So I can understand his like abhorrence for this, right? At least this initial stage, I understand why he's so like against it, and there's so much pushback from him, right? Because I think to him, it might feel like maybe he didn't raise Xia Yuan well, right? Like, what did he do that would have spread this feeling in Xia Yuan, right? So that's kind of where we are at on episodes 5 and 6, right? And I have to say again, like, great acting for Xia Yuan. The scene where he is confessing to Wei Qian, I wouldn't say he's the best actor, but he definitely, like, you can see the emotions, right, that is like running in that scene, right? The tension they are having, like the pain, the struggle he's having, right, about liking this older brother figure of his, right? And Wei Qian, I mean, splendid actor, I feel like. He's just very, very good, right? The scene when Xia Yuan kisses him and he kind of punches him in the face, tells him to get lost, you know, you can see all that emotion in Chris Chiu's face. And there's just something about that scene that is so well done. Like, we saw it in episode 1. I wasn't really sold on it in episode 1. But I think because I have watched their story progression, you know, I kind of now understand that scene, right? And I like that scene. That scene is very important to the whole overall story, and I'll talk about that later and why that is. Well, first, I want to talk about Xia Yuan and his like feelings for this brother figure of his, right? So Xia Yuan likes men, right? This is something that we know. The real struggle for Xia Yuan, I feel like, it's not that he likes men. I feel like it's because of the specific guy he likes, right? Which is Wei Qian. There's something about the way Xia Yuan like is that you can kind of tell he also, at least to me, how I read it, that he also kind of understands that Wei Qian is not the kind of person he should have feelings for. Yes, he's pushy, and like when he's talking to Sam Pang, he's very bold and confident about his feelings for Wei Qian. But honestly, I also feel like even for him, he knows that Wei Qian isn't the person he should like, right? But he says regardless, I just like him, right? Like, there's nothing he can do about it, right? And so when Sampang confronts him about it, right, and, you know, Sampang also mentions the fact that it can be Wei Qian, right? And I'm talking about the specific scene where they're talking in Cha Yuan's bedroom, right? Sampang tells him that, like, not Wei Qian, right? And Cha Yuan says that he knows, right? He knows, and that's why he's keeping it a secret and not doing anything about it, right? And so I feel like, yes, Cha Yuan knows that this feeling is never going to be reciprocated. I don't think he wants it to be initially, right? It's just because of, like, and this is where Sampang's, like, nosiness and, you know, just meddling comes and kind of blows things up. I mean, I want to say that Sampang just hastened what would have happened anyways. In the sense of that, like, had it not been this one incident of, like, this girl, like, the investor girl that came into their lives and everything, it would have been something else. It would have been someone else, because that's just where they were headed, I feel like, right? So Sampang, I feel like, just hastened that, right? And almost helped them progress their relationship in a way, right? It seems like they are taking 2 steps backwards, but honestly, I feel like it's 2 steps backwards, but it'll be like 6 steps forward, right? So Cha Yuan is very aware of this feeling. And again, he says it in that moment that he doesn't plan to do anything. But even despite his best efforts, right, when he gets drunk in the party, he, you know, comes onto Wei Qian in a way that, like, for Wei Qian, this is very odd, right? At best, Wei Qian kind of has, like, this inkling that maybe it's him that Cha Yuan likes. It's just like an inkling. It's not really there. It's like one of those things that you think might be there, but, like, you can't pinpoint exactly that it is there, right? And so I think for Wei Qian, that's kind of how he feels, that, like, there's just something off about Cha Yuan, right? And he kind of isn't bringing himself to admit that it could be that Cha Yuan likes him. Like, Sampang tries to tell him this, right? But he's like, nah, what? That it's not even possible, right? He brushes it off so quickly, almost like that makes no sense, right? And so when Cha Yuan finally confesses and, like, forces himself onto him, for Wei Qian, it's like this colossal error. Like, it's like a big issue, right? Because I feel like Wei Qian has kind of put Cha Yuan and Lili, because, again, you know, we like to think of them as this family unit, right? They belong in this box. And, like, for Wei Qian, Cha Yuan and Lili are the most important thing. He says that to that investor girl, that, like, he has no time for anything, right? And he is not willing to do anything else but, you know, take care of these two people that are important to his life. So, like, Yuan is very important to him, definitely, right? But the issue is that the box that I feel like Wei Qian has put Yuan into is not the box that Yuan wants to be in, right? And I think that's the issue in this, right? And so to have someone that you consider like your little brother, someone that you kind of raise, right? Because there are moments where he says that, did I not raise you right? Like, things like that. Like, you can tell for, like, Qian, this is his, like, younger brother, right? To an extent, right? And so to have his younger brother, like, kissing like that, I mean, guys, just think about it. This is something that, like, Yuan's feelings are, I would say, inherently, like, sexual. Like, this is like a romantic kind of feeling, right? Because, I mean, you think about it, of, like, say there was no romance involved, right? What is so special about their relationship that Yuan feels that this has to be added to the relationship, right? Because at the end of the only thing that's really changing between the two of them is that now they would be kissing, now they will be, like, having sex and stuff like that. So, like, generally they are already so close, right? But adding this romantic aspect, kind of, it's odd, I would say, for Wei Qian, right? And so he really lashes out and, you know, injures Yuan in the process, right? I like the way he's like, when Sampang tries to, like, just help Yuan, Wei Qian is like, let him go. You know, is that how a brother should act? And he's so pissed, right? And I just like that scene so much, because Wei Qian, and the way Qu Shu acts that scene, it's just phenomenal. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's exactly how I would expect it to go. It's the way I imagine, like, someone in real life would act. It's the way I imagine someone in real life would respond to that kind of confrontation, right? Wei Qian is my favorite character for a bunch of reasons. And one of the thing is just how realistic his reaction is, right? So not just in that one scene where they have that confrontation, but also his response after. Because genuinely, Wei Qian does not know what to do. And that's just so real. Like, that's realistic. He loves Xiaoyuan like a little brother, right? And so it's not like I can tell Xiaoyuan to like leave the house. I don't want to ever see you again. No, it's not possible, right? Because again, this is still somebody that is inherently part of his family, right? And so he lives in his office, right? And he's just so afraid to face what has happened, understandably, right? He's just so uncomfortable by it, right? And unfortunately for Yuan, and like, I feel so bad because, you know, there are those scenes where he just starts sobbing because he feels like he's messed up. That one moment where Wei Chen is leaving the house, where he's wearing blue and, you know, Xiaoyuan goes after him and is like begging him and telling him he's sorry. That was such a good scene because for Xiaoyuan, it's not even that he wants Wei Chen to accept him, right? If he could take back the kiss, take back that moment where he confessed, he would. Because a lot of dramas like this, when that happens, you know, character that's in love will want to keep pushing love interest to accept their love. Not Xiaoyuan. Xiaoyuan is like, he's sorry that happened. He didn't mean to do that, right? And so I really like that scene because you're so sure that inherently for Xiaoyuan, it's not that he wants Wei Chen to return his feelings at that moment, right? He just wants to be back in Wei Chen's good graces. So yeah, I mean, Wei Chen lives in the office now and he's just scared to confront what has happened, right? And this is where Sampan comes in and kind of like tells Xiaoyuan to maybe think about going abroad, right? And even though they don't say it, I feel like this is something that Wei Chen inherently agrees with because it was something that Xiaoyuan was going to do anyway, right? It was just that I feel like what happened kind of sped up that timeline. The scene where Lili, you know, kind of senses that something is wrong, right? Like, she confronts Wei Chen when he comes back home and he's like, why won't you talk to Yuan? Like, why won't you talk to Xiaoyuan? You're just avoiding him. And, you know, in that scene, I like the way Wei Chen can't even look. He can't even look at Xiaoyuan. It's so interesting how they've written his character. I just love it so much. And this might be how it is in the novel as well. It's just so well done. There's just, everything is uncomfortable for Wei Chen. He doesn't even know what to do, right? And so, yeah, that thing was really good as well. I will say that, like I mentioned in my last review of Unknown, I am in support of this, like, separation period. If there's a one time I am ever in support of it, it's now. Right, it's in this kind of drama because usually I'm against this separation time skip thing because usually it's not there for any reason. Whereas here, I think it's imperative, it's necessary actually, because to me, Xiaoyuan knows no one else but Wei Chen, right? All the goodness in his life, all the love he has in his life is given to him from Wei Chen, right? From Wei Chen's love for him. In a way, right? So he's never really experienced love from anybody else. Like, yeah, Lili and Sampang, they are there and they are, you know, whatever. But in terms of like, who is that force that, you know, center that like draws him in? It's Wei Chen, right? And I feel like this is a little unhealthy because he's technically been with Wei Chen since he was young, right? So he really knows no one else. He knows nothing else, right? He's really just tunnel vision. Only knows like his, I don't know how many blocks, basically his block in that neighborhood, right? That's all he knows, right? It's really, everything is Wei Chen, right? And this is unhealthy, right? This is not, I think, a good thing because for someone that's never seen the world, that's so young, you know, for sure it makes sense that he would develop kind of an infatuation for Wei Chen, right? And this is something that I am against because I feel like, how do you know this is what you want when you've never seen the world? And so I feel like him going abroad, seeing the world, growing up, you know, having his own experiences, right? If he still chooses to come back and still chooses to like be with Wei Chen, you know, still is in love with him at that point, I'll be like, okay, I mean, he's seen the world, he still made his choice to come back. Because for a lot of people, that is not what happens. Like, you know, like they grow up and then they realize there's so much out there. Why am I like into this one person, right? And so this is the reason why I am so in support of him being in a different space that doesn't have Wei Chen. Because I feel like everything in his life is Wei Chen and that is not healthy, right? He needs other things and needs to meet other characters, right? And so I feel like is. Study abroad is just going to be a really good thing for him, because we know when he comes back, he'll be, I guess, more confident in himself as well, in what he can give Wei Qian, and you know how he can like be there for him, right? And also I feel like for Wei Qian, this separation is also important for him to reevaluate his feelings for Xia Yuan, in the sense of like, given that Xia Yuan kissed him, Wei Qian can never like look at him the same way. Literally, I mean, for like in episode 6, he can barely even look at him. But even in his mind, you know, I talked about the box that he's put Xia Yuan in, right? He, like, Xia Yuan is no longer in that box, right? And this is because of that kiss that has kind of changed their dynamic forever. You know, when they say that you do something that you can't take back, right? This is one of those instances. So for now, yeah, Wei Qian is angry and everything. But as time goes on, I think that after that anger leaves him, after that uncomfortability leaves him, he's going to start to reorient his relationship with Xia Yuan in his own mind, right? Even without knowing, right? Xia Yuan has like torn the box. He has shredded the box that Wei Qian put it in, right? And so Wei Qian has to like find a new box to put Xia Yuan in, right? And so it's in that process that I feel like he's going to start to see Xia Yuan as a possible romantic partner, or at least he will have a sense that they are not brothers, if that makes sense, right? And so that kind of will further their relationship in that way, so that like when Xia Yuan comes back and is into him and flirting and whatever, you know, he's more able to accept it because the kiss has happened years ago, right? And he no longer sees Xia Yuan as that little brother figure, right? And so I feel like this is a very, very important period where they are apart, but I feel like it's going to help them both grow in the way they need to grow, right? And so I am actually very excited for it. So yeah, overall, again, loving this drama. I have only good things to say, and you know, praises for the original writer, praise for the screenwriter of this, the director of this. They are all so good. The actors, fantastic. Oh my god, fantastic. Everybody plays their character down to a T, and I don't know, it's just very, very good. And so, you know, I am looking forward to the new episode that we air on Saturday, because it's going to be wild. Like this episode five and six was kind of emotional, but hopefully by episode 7 it's gonna get better. Soon enough we'll be in their like romantic phase of the relationship, like the romantic arc, and I am here for it, right? I am so in love with this drama, you guys don't understand. But yeah, that's it for my review of Unknown episodes 5 and 6. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a nice day. Bye.